This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
The Head PE, the lead singer of Head PE. Head PE is a band that's been around, God, I think they've been around since...
Dude, at least 20 years.
At least 20 years.
Yeah. I remember like their song Bartender, I feel like... I don't know if you guys were playing at 98 Rock, but I feel like when 97X first came out, which was, well, I don't know, 2000, 2001, is when I heard that them for the first time.
Did you guys ever have them as like part of the next big thing or anything like that?
No, no. I just remember they got play on the station before I worked there, probably before they really even had any personalities.
Ain't nothing right. There's a hole in me that I can't fill, no matter how hard I try.
And I and this guy here, Jared, I've had in the studio numerous times, and this guy is pretty cool. He's got he really has the it factor.
Man, talk about an industry that takes a hit. People really don't talk about it. I mean,
it's so bad he's living in Idaho.
Some of the artists might be okay, but talk about all the road guys that, depend on all the tours.
All the reunion guys and the lighting guys and the staging guys and the transportation guys and the hotel people and the catering people and
nothing.
Ticket takers and ushers and parking. Like, all of it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, think of all, like, at the Lightning, and, well, just think of Amalie Arena and all the people that make a living off of just the arena.
Well, they're losing a ton. I mean, Jeff Fennick, the owner, came out and said, we are losing a ton of money.
No matter how hard I try.
The last time you had him in was 2007.
Last time we had him on was 2007, right?
Yes.
This was their big, big hit.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now.
Did they play Livestock?
Nope, they didn't. I don't think they. Well, hold on. I think they may
Ozfest.
Have my. What's that, Blitz?
Ozfest.
Yeah, I didn't know if Brad ever got him for. Hey bartender, hit me with a double and introduce me to that girl with the bubble. I'm looking for trouble tonight. No, mama, don't trust me tonight. You be the center, baby. I'll be the quarterback. I get the tailback. Watch it on the playback. Just smash that, hitting that red bone. Up in the end zone, biting on the collarbone. I had them, I don't know if this is, I'm not going to mention this group to Jared, but I had Hollywood Undead in here one time, too. Remember them, Seth? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hollywood Undead?
We never did anything with them at 97X, but I know they were a big deal. I think they still are.
I think they kind of are.
Or maybe
still...
I'm thinking of Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh no, they're way huge.
Yeah, I don't.
Five Finger Death Punch.
That stuff's kind of too aggressive for me. Big surprise.
Too aggressive for you.
Yeah, yeah. Mama, treat you
right. Take me from the dark. Let me get my guy hooked up here. Jared from Head PE. Jared, you there?
Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
Good, how you doing? Man, you even sound like a G. Doesn't he even, I mean, not only does he look like a G, but he sounds like a G, too. Like, he got that real raspy kind of deal going on.
Well, you know, it's early.
Oh, I gotta maximize this so we can put this on our Twitch, too. Seth, we got a pretty good little setup here. See the Zoom deal? And then
oh,
we
yeah.
can throw it over there?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever met Jared from Head PE?
I never have, no.
This guy here, man, I forget. I think it might have been 2006 or 2007, and I didn't really hear, other than the bartender song, I didn't really hear much of Head PE. And they're like, man, you need to bring these guys in. They're like, they're called Head PE. And I'm like, I don't know who these guys are. I'm not bringing these guys in, whatever. And then they bring these dudes in, and these guys couldn't have been any cooler. I couldn't have been any more wrong. You know what? I was more wrong with Richard Marks. I didn't want to bring Richard Marks in, and he ended up being a cool cat, too. Jared, have you ever met Richard Marks?
No, I haven't had the pleasure.
Don't even think about laughing, because I tried to laugh and I was like, man, Richard Marks, and he was like the coolest cat ever, and he's written like 1,000 number one songs for country guys, and he makes like $100 million a year in like ASCAP royalty money.
Oh man, I want some of that.
Anyway, it's Jared Gomes. He's the lead singer of Head PE. Google them if you don't know anything about them. You've probably heard their music, and it's good to get a visual with Jared. Jared, you're living in Idaho now?
Yeah, I'm in Eagle, Idaho. I've been here, you know. It's funny because it's a 20-year anniversary of that big record with Bartender on it, and I met my wife on that tour. And so you know how love is. I moved out to where I met her, which is in Eagle, Idaho.
That is some strong ass. That's some strong ass if it takes a kid like you from California.
From
Fullerton, California to Idaho. That is some good kitty, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you said it, buddy. You know, now I've got my son's about to turn 13, born in Boise, Idaho. So, you know, the rest is history.
Now, would you want your son to have to grow up like, is California, and I'm not trying to say anything bad about California, but I know some people that live in L.A. and stuff, and they're like, with everything that's going on, like, L.A. is kind of, like, not necessarily the coolest place in the world to be right now.
Well, you know, I think, like, with any, like, big city where people are kind of living on top of each other, having, like, toured the world and stuff, now that I can kind of compare, you know, this place to that place, I'd prefer to be, like, in where I'm at, where it's kind of people aren't living on top of each other.
Yeah, but not only not living on top of each other, but just all the tension in life. Seems to be LA is the mega center, and it represents, you know, everything that we're going through, and I think that I think LA's a mess right now. I think that's safe to say, a mess.
Well, you know, I haven't been there, and my parents still live, you know, in Orange County, which is south of LA, and I haven't been there since all this mayhem, you know, with the pandemic broke out, and it's pretty much the longest period of time I've gone without seeing them. And yeah, you know, whenever I go back, it's a nice place to visit, but I'm happy to get back to good old Eagle, Idaho.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, well, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. Thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. TheNewDealShop.com. Promo code Bubba. Where's the band live? Does the band all base out of California?
Well, the band's spread out at this point. You know, two of the kids, well, one of the guys right now is in Australia with his girl. And then we got another guy in Burbank and another guy in Michigan who's about to move back to San Clemente, where he's from. So, you know, once we get to this kind of national level, it's not important that we all live in the exact same place. So we're spread out.
So when you guys do, like, I think you guys just did your 12th album that came out, like, what, maybe last, either 1 or 2 weeks ago, right? The class of 2020?
Yes, sir. It came out, like, last Friday.
And, that was your 12th album. When you guys do an album, we've had some bands that say now that they'll just email tracks back and forth, and they kind of write it remotely. And the day and age of having to be like at a mixing studio is that kind of over?
Yeah, I definitely, that's where we're at as well. You know, it's funny you say that, because I was talking to my old dude, Chad, you know, my rhythm guitar player, and he was reminding me about how he used to have to, when we lived in Huntington Beach, he used to have to drive to my house to play a track he just did, you know, which is, people can't think about it these days. It's just like, you know, you just hit send and go, hey, check this out.
So like now, how does the writing process go with Head PE? Like, are you kind of the lyric guy, and then your other boys, you know, will lay you like a riff, or does the riff come before the lyrics, or do the lyrics come first? Like, how do you guys all put it together?
Well, you know, I'm definitely write all the lyrics and melodies, and I play the guitar as well. So I'm doing a lot of just the writing of complete songs as well, you know. But, you know, typically music can come from different places, though. You know, if my bass player writes a song, he can send it to me. And if I'm feeling it, I'll throw some lyrics on that, and then we'll go down the path of turning a demo into a song later. You know, but a lot of times, though, lately, I just like to pick up that guitar and just write a good song and then turn it into a hard rock song with the band, you know.
Now, in today's music, you know, business, Jared, so, you know, touring, you used to have to tour to support the record. Now you got to do a record to support the tour, because that's where the money is, the merch, the venues and things like that, because the music business isn't the same with regards to going buying a physical disc and you know, you have to practically give it away in order to support your tour. But in the midst of the COVID-19 deal, there is no touring. So that's got to just kill your, it's got to kill your band. I mean, and think about all the people that rely on, you know, on touring, the venues, the bouncers, all the support personnel, the sound guys, the electrical guys, the lighting guys. Are any indication as to when you might start touring again? Like, is there like a union of people that may start touring again, like after the election or whatever?
Wow, I wish I had some, you know, better news that was more in focus, because, you know, every time we went to book a tour, we just have to cancel it again. So now I don't see bands booking tours till 2021, really. it's just crazy because normally, no matter what hits, you know, the economy, the club scene and the hard rock scene is normally just there for people, no matter what's going on. This is the first time it's actually affected me or this kind of hard rock club scene. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, there's like the, you know, the Taylor Swift scene, and then there's the head PE scene, and it's got to be a really bad something for the head PE people not to come out. They're not worried about the Taylor Swift problem.
Well, right, because, you know, Taylor Swift or anybody who's on that level, Cardi B or whatever, they're getting huge checks, like you were talking about the Richard Marx, you know, in the mail from ASCAP and stuff, you know. But for bands like us who make our living in the clubs across the globe, oh, wow, it's tough right now. And it's a little bit unsettling because, you know, the landscape is constantly shifting.
How tough was it to do this album, you know, in the midst of what we're going through? And I actually think that Nothing Lasts Forever, which is on the new album, is somewhat COVID-19 influence, isn't it?
Yeah, good call. That's the Ballad of C-19. And that song's just about, you know, wishing for the day that you can just get back out there in the clubs, you know, and play that rock music. I'll kiss every stage from here to Poughkeepsie. But I'll tell you, when the pandemic hit, I was in Rhode Island playing a club, and the whole tour just imploded. So I came home, and normally in a situation like that, I wouldn't feel too creative. But this time I came home and immediately started getting in the studio every day and pulling together this 20th anniversary record. And I'm, you know, you gotta turn these lemons into lemonade, right, Bubba?
Well, you know, if you can't tour to support this, you at least got to have something to support, at least material or new content out there for people to somehow get it, whether it be YouTube or whatever. And then when you finally do tour, you have a whole new record, you know, to support. Let me play a little bit of this. This is Nothing Lasts Forever.
Watch your step.
And this is from the new album, Class of 2020. Jared Gomes from Head PE, right here. Sit by. I like it.
It's got a fun feel. To me, it's kind of like that, you know, song in an Irish pub type thing.
Yeah, kind of a group, you know, let's all finally, you know, appreciate the fact that we can, you know, be in a club and have a good time. Does sound good as hell, doesn't it? Jared's listening to his own stuff. Man, it sounds good as hell, buddy. I'm all the way here in Idaho, and I got a good connection on this mother ever.
Flatten the curve, protect the heart, immune nerd. Circle around the community, protect the weak and the elderly. When the walls come down and they open up our town, find me walking to the pub, arm in arm.
Now, but I want Head PE, fans, because the hardcore Head PE guys would be like, what's this nonsense? This rated G nonsense. Jarrett Dunn lost his mind. They right. Still go back to center. Like, I think First Blood is, you know, kind of hardcore bit. Let me look. This is for you head PE people out there. You don't want to do the feel good stuff. We got the First Blood gimmick for you. Stand by. That's mad, Jared,
now this has more of a Flogging Molly vibe to me than the last one.
Yes, Flogging Molly, exactly. So we got the best of both worlds. We got the feel-good Willie, but we got the Flogging Molly, too, here. Hold on.
Well, the other one was kind of a Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah, very much so. And then we need to get back to Head P.E. Center. Here we go, cuz host.
That song's going to be great in the club.
Now, Jared, when the fine people of Idaho hear this kind of stuff, they're like, I mean, this isn't really Idaho-ish now, is it?
Well, no, there's a hardcore scene in Idaho,
is
and a lot of
really?
People don't know this, but in the 90s when we first started. There's a town out here called Pocatello, which was one of the first towns we could actually go to and sell out this little like warehouse, you know, before we even got signed. So believe it or not, there is a scene in Idaho for hardcore music.
Well, I got to think too that, you know, Idaho, when there is a good head PE scene, they all come together, because I don't think that you tour. I don't think there's a lot of touring of Idaho. I think there's one or two stops in Idaho at best, probably, right?
You're totally right. There's a couple stops though that we always try to make. And you know what? When you're at our level, we're gonna pretty much go to any bar that's gonna have us.
What is life like in Idaho? It's got to be so, like, do you live like on 10 acres? Like, do you have like moose out back? Do you have like, you know, stalks of weed growing in the garden?
Like, well, when I first got here from Cali, it was culture shock, right? It was like, whoa, like how far is it from here to there? You know, but now it's, I love it, dude. And plus I live in Eagle, so it's not in the middle of the potato fields or anything like that, like what you're picturing, Bubba.
But how far is the nearest potato field from you? If you had to go, you know,
probably half a mile.
Yeah. You could dig you up a spud now, couldn't you, Cuzzo, if you needed to?
I could walk down the street, get some, you know, corn and potatoes for dinner.
Now, your son's 13, Jared. Is he interested interested in music at all?
He is, but he's more interested in skateboarding right now, to be honest. I've had him on that piano, you know, and stuff like that. And he wants to kind of play the guitar, too, because I'm always playing it. But he's mostly doing skateboarding right now.
But listen, you know, as a dude, if you got some piano skills, anybody, any tatted up guy from California can play the guitar, but you got some piano skills. That's next level stuff. I'm just telling you.
Well, you know, piano's a good place to start. I started on the piano. My parents got me on it when I was like 8 years old, you know, and it helps you to understand almost like every instrument.
Anna, as a girl, when a guy can like play the piano and like he's still kind of rugged, does that, you know, is that kind of cool?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or do you prefer to look at his dog?
No. I like watching humans play piano.
Oh, she would take a triangle player at this point.
She'd take like a triangle. That's the worst, to be in the band as a. Do they just let the bus driver play the triangle, Jared?
More cowbell.
Yeah. Hey, I know that you've toured with Tech N9ne, and I don't know if you know, but Tech N9ne and I are cool.
Oh, that's so cool.
And Tech.
Hey, I'm curious. Are you broadcasting from St. Pete, or where are you at?
Right. We're from, you know, the studios that you were in with me, right?
Yeah.
In Tampa. We're about a half a mile from there. We moved to a bigger place. In 2011, we moved to a different set of studios. So we've been there. We've been here about 10 years now, but real close to when you used to come and play for us here in Tampa.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, you know, I haven't seen Tech N9ne since I think the last time I saw him was at the Gathering. And you know how that can be.
Oh. They either love you or they hate you, but they probably hate you.
ICP are our boys, too.
Yeah, I love Tech N9ne, man. We did a lot of records together, and he's just a good cat.
ICP, you know, has been in this very same studio, Jared, and they shot. We had this local band on stage, and it was the local band challenge. And if you sucked, then we take airsoft guns and shoot you off the stage. And ICP couldn't shoot. They wanted to shoot everybody. They just wanted to shoot everybody before they even did their first lyric. They're like, "They suck. Let's shoot them."
That's brutal.
So Tech N9ne, I'm not bragging, but I think this is pretty cool because, you know, Tech N9ne. You know, he didn't kiss anybody's ass. He's a lot like you. He stays true to the game. He did a song a couple years ago called Comfortable, and he put me in it.
Oh, dude.
And how do you incorporate the stupid-ass name Bubba the Love Sponge? How do you incorporate that into a rap song? And Tech N9ne did it. I want to play it for you, Jared. Hold on. Hear me see.
Yeah, please.
I'm comfortable doing work in the studio. I'm comfortable giving fans an unruly show. Even if I gotta take a voyage like Julio to rock it, I'm with it. But outside of that, it's booty. No interviews with.
tech Nina unless you well versed on what I've done after so many years, how we sell work. Even in this climate, we climb as high as in held perp. But you don't know that I'm the new and the throwback. So whack, I hate doing radio, but I do it well. And it's done because they're pushing for nine and crew to sell. But I get up in the establishment, never got the music we have this. What I wanna do is straight jab and kick Timbo's to his tail. So if you're spinning me now, you take me to a buzz fun. And you think cause I'm bitchin' take me to buzz done. Check it, I ain't tryna do no early interviews unless it's Sway, Johnny Dare, or Bubba the Love Sponge comfortable.
What about that, buddy? Is that cool as hell or what?
That was worth the wait, right?
It was.
Because I could hear the rhyme scheme and I'm like, oh, okay, here it comes.
He's setting up Sponge, isn't he? Grunge and Sponge.
That was great, dude.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
If you didn't know it before, well then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50, plus free shipping by adding the code Bubba. That's B-U-B-B-A. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. When are you guys coming... Like, when you start touring, is Tampa or Florida always on, you know, your have-to-go hit list?
Always. We wouldn't be where we are without Florida. We get so much love there, dude, from Miami to Tampa and just everywhere we go. So, you know what? I'm hoping January, Bubba. Let's be honest, you know, ASAP, you know, whatever it takes. I think that the virus seems to be weakening, and I think 2021 should be good for us.
What? Well, who are you voting for?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't want to go political.
Yeah. Okay. I was just trying to get cheap heat there, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, only got a couple minutes left. I was going to leave him with a high hard one.
Idaho seems like a red state. Like, it feels like it's pretty set in their ways. I don't know.
I know. It may be a red state, but Jared may be a little blue. And listen, we don't care. Like, I'm not trying to be Mr. Johnny Trumper or Mr. Johnny Biden. I was just wanting to see how a cool cat like you. You know, maybe how you swing, kid. That's it.
Yeah, you know, these days where I'm at, I'm not really that political, and I'm not that activated, you know, like I was in my younger years. So I'm going to stay neutral right now.
You know why? Because you can't get any blowback on that now, can you? It's just status quo. Buy my records. Don't look at me as a political source. I just look at me as a kick-ass rock and roll dude, and that's it. That's my qualifications, period.
Yeah, you know, I'm more concerned about my inner circle and my family and making sure I'm doing the right thing as a husband and a father right now and taking care of that.
How many other rock guys can say they met their wife on their first tour, and after 20 years, you're still together. I could care less what you look like, an all tatted up freak. The bottom line is you are an unbelievable dad and even a better husband. I've known you for a long time. You look like the ass kicking Red Hot Chili Pepper dude from California, but you're just really actually pretty conservative and pretty normal at the end of the day.
Well, you know, I'm trying to do the right things. I definitely had a crazy childhood, you know, but I met the right lady and she's the queen, and I got to give her most of the props for getting me where I'm at and keeping us together and 20 years strong now. And I think that, you know, this is the way that life it feels good for me.
And a tough business too. Listen, to stay together with a woman for 20 years, even if you were, you know, a preacher is one thing, but a rock star is far, throws gas to those impossible, you know, flames at the end of the day, staying together for 20 years on the rock scene.
Well, yeah, I think it's probably unheard of because, you know, whether it's the rock star or if you're in Hollywood, it seems too easy for those people to kind of like move on from whoever they're with. But, you know.
Now, Jared, it just flipped. I kind of know what your cadence and not necessarily your look, but your cadence and your swagger. Don't you think he kind of is like a white iced tea? Have you ever been called the white iced tea, Jared? Huh?
I'm sorry, dude. That's hilarious.
I mean, you kind of got some iced tea swagger, and you got an iced tea sound. And that can't be a bad thing. Now, don't take it as a bad thing, because I think iced tea is a
bad thing. No, I don't take it as a bad thing, because you know what, Bubba? I did not grow up in the hood. Let's put it like that, right? There's like, I have no hood in me. My parents are immigrants from Brazil. And, you know, I always grew up, you know, in the Italian neighborhood or this neighborhood or whatever.
I like that. How about the Brazilian iced tea?
You can hear that. You can hear that.
How about the Brazilian iced tea?
Right.
Anyway, Jared, I look forward to, one, you guys getting back out on the road, and two, you touring or coming to somewhere where we are, and I just can't wait to see you and the guys again. You know, every time you come to Tampa, if you don't come and see us, we'll be mad. We've been close for a while. I will always support anything that you're doing, and thank you for being such a good friend to us as well, bud.
Yeah, dude, I got to tell you, in this business, this music so-called industry, like loyalty is a myth. And the fact that you constantly have me on your show and I'm proud to be part of the Bubba Army is just kind of amazing, dude. And you're like legend. And now that you're immortalized by tech, I mean, whatever, dude. You know,
if I still got a delivery mechanism and you're still making money, we'll always help each other. I mean, you're still making music. We'll always help each other.
I'm making money.
That's right. Hey, Jared, keep in touch. We'll play stuff from the new record, from the new album, and as you tour and do other stuff, keep me posted, please, buddy.
Thank you so much, Bubba. You have a great day. Thanks for having me on, brother.
And tell your family we said hi, bud. Stay safe, kid.
All right, brother. Peace.
Thank you, Jared. I've always had such a good time with that guy. He's always been so good to us. In the old serious days, he would always come to the studio. All of his boys, they would do like a... They would perform for us and stuff. And God, can you imagine how tough it is for artists right now? Probably the majority of his income is from touring.
I think it probably all is. The money you get from like your songs getting streamed on Spotify is nothing unless you're getting, you know, Taylor Swift type streams.
Exactly. Unless you got those kind of volumes. It's a grind.
But and the thing is, everybody believes that bands like that, you know, people that have had songs on the radio are rich, but they're not. I mean, they've made money definitely, but they still are.
They're regular, like they're grinding, you know, trying to make a living.
Yeah,
you know, like we are. You know, like we're not. I used to be rich, and now I'm grinding.
Same probably for comedians and anybody that really, you know, performs to a crowd.
Yeah, if you rely on a crowd for your income, you're probably pretty much screwed right now.
But if one of my favorite artists said, hey, we're going to do a concert, we're going to stream it, you can pay for it, and it's going to be like, we're going to give you a real-ass concert, I feel like I would pay for that.
Really?
I feel like nobody's doing that or nobody's trying to do that.
No, I think they're doing a lot of that.
They're doing it for free.
Yeah, they're doing it for free.
Yeah,
but they're not really charging any, because everybody's strapped for money and it's not a good time.
Yeah, but like, okay, let's say that your favorite group, let's say your favorite person's Taylor Swift.
Okay.
And she was like, you know, Seth, I know you like, you have a lot of respect, you like her music and what have you.
I like her body and
she was gonna do like a, you know, a 2-hour concert from wherever, and it's, you know, $3.99 to stream it.
Yeah.
I'd pay it.
Of course.
If it's your favorite group.
If that's what I wanted to see, yeah.
Right, exactly. By the way, Jared's Instagram, his personal is at Jared Gomes underscore official, score. And then, yeah, and underscore, and then the head PE is at the real head PE. And great guys. Go check out their stuff on YouTube as well.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps, it's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's keeps.com/POTUS. Keeps.com/POTUS.